Take a sip, live it up.
About the radio?
I don't hold with it, Bub.
It displeases you?
I don't hold with furniture that talks.
Country, how can we
66, and we're gonna show the country how to try to get there. Spirit of 66, we got the spirit of 66, we got the spirit of 66, and we're gonna show the country how to let go.
Oh, it's the moving people. Here, just bring that valuable. Music to spaz by. The Sahara's Spirit of 66. No requests from Rex this week. Last week, I probably played the most offensive song of my 40-plus years of broadcasting. Thanks to Rex. Still waiting for the 10 bucks. 10 crisp $1 bills.
Boy.
But you know, sometimes you gotta take an honest peek right into the mind of a misguided cretin. I'm not gonna tell you what song it was last week. You figure it out. It wasn't Ray Stevens. But you know, people that, you know, listen to Charles Manson songs to try to get a glimpse into what made that maniac tick. He was a big fan of Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And if it's one thing to listen to Charles Manson, of course, but if you go ahead and you record a Charles Manson song, then you're definitely going to hell. Wait. Hold on. I just checked with AC/DC. Turns out, hell ain't a bad place to be. New from Wet Leg, Supermarket. From their debut record, Wet Leg. Devo. That was another demo. I'm just in a demo kind of mood because it's sort of like the beginning. It's the first 5 minutes of a song. Popping its little head out of the shell. Gates of Steel. ID. Before that, may I see your ID? May I see your driver's license, please? Psychedelic Ride. No license to ride. You do whatever the hell you want. The lyrics with the side wine. Wynonie Harris. I should just say Wynonie because it's like Cher or Madonna. It's Wynonie. Who the hell up? Like, there's Wilbert. Right? Wilbert Harrison, Wynonie Harris, Keep on Churning. I'm agitated. I'm in an unclassifiable state, officer. I just moved for the first time in 20 years. That's right. Just the other day, practically been awake ever since. And only broke one item. A 78 this morning. I dropped a 78 and the sound of the shellac hitting the ground and you hear it crack. And I just screamed out loud, "Oh, please don't be a good one." And I looked down at the ground. It was Ted Lewis. And then I thought, I paid somebody to move a Ted Lewis 70. What the hell? And I thought, oh yeah, of course. That's the guy he ends every song with. Is everybody happy? And I thought, okay. I like it. Hey, can I get it? Can I get a little something else over here? How about that? Everyone needs a catchphrase. Annette Henshaw, one of his colleagues from the 1920s, she ended every song with, "That's all." And even the old Codger cut records back in the late 30s for the Drek label. Except every one of his records, he had a catchphrase too, every one of his records ended with F. Nelson Eddy. I don't know why. They didn't come out. Speaking of the old Codger, the new WFMU schedule is out, has been announced on WFMU.org. And the old Codger's off the schedule. He's been bounced for at least this summer. And the WFMU management would like to apologize to all of his fan That's his landlord, who likes to get him out of the house every Tuesday night, have some peace and quiet. But that guy's a sicko, because he tunes in anyway. Someone else has taken his place. I don't have the new schedule right in front of me, but the old contractor will be showing up on Tuesday evenings anyway. He's going up. We're going to put him in the fourth floor bathroom. He's going to do his show to a poster of Glenn Campbell.
Hello, young lady. I was just going to go to the commissary to pick up some Lipton tea. Would you like to join me? Oh, you're the silent type.
I hope I have something good queued up. God, I hope. Oh, I do.
Eddie Bo. Oh.
Hey, little girl on the other end. I've been trying to date you since school began. On Monday in class, I tried to catch your eye, but you turned up your nose and passed me by. Oh, oh, oh. Your mama said, son, she's out on a date. Oh, oh, oh.
Stay down there. got a train to make. That's why this was set up last week. I'm doing Philadelphia. Now, who goofed? I've got to know.
Familiar? You've probably heard it this way.
so unnecessary.
Gary, please don't sell my diamond ring. Oh, let's get back together now. I did a foolish thing. This diamond ring should be my ring forevermore. And this diamond ring will mean more than it meant before. For I was wrong to break your heart in two. Gary, I love you.
Your radio dial is set to 91.1 FM, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org, serving Sabine Valley, West Bonobo, Bonadville, Tennessee, Kokomo County, the cappuccino. And down there in next to the Forbidden Zone, just a little out there, check your Google map. That's it.
Ape City. Welcome to Ape City. You are now leaving Ape City. Welcome to the Forbidden Zone.
Wendy Hill. I love that. That's the same bunch of fellas, gals who did the Gary Lewis hit. I imagine Snuff Garrett production, Leon Russell, but except the timpani kind of sounds like garbage can lids, like the Top Cat garbage can lids in there. Gary, please don't sell my diamond ring. The casinos, bingo, thank you. The casinos with, can I get something else? I'd like a, it's making me crazy. It makes me, the casino's back by the Vikings, gee whiz. Little Royale, this big. This little Soul Train. The Sweet Little Willie. Eddie Bo. Oh. For the past 2 years, I haven't made any announcements about gigs, shows, movies. I haven't gone any. I haven't been inside a restaurant. Or gone inside to a show. I've blown off shows. I had tickets to the Mummies and the Chats. Didn't go. Why? It's a freaking pandemic. And entertainment is, as I know, it's low on the list, but it gets to you kind of like psychically. You go, I miss people. I miss doing things. That said, I'm going to promote something. I'm not going to this one either. But if you feel comfortable going inside a sold-out show. The Little Killers are playing Saturday night, June 4th, at Union Pool. And why would I announce this? Well, they only get together about once every 10 years. More importantly, it's a benefit for a great local guy, John Hedigan, and him and his medical expenses. He's a bartender at the Harefield, British guy, funny guy, great guy. So, you know, if all things work out, like people don't get sick, and the Little Killers play, and this guy makes a lot of dough. But How about wearing a mask? How about wearing a mask wherever you go? I hate wearing a mask. You hate wearing a mask. Who likes wearing a mask? Marcus Welby, cosplay? Kinky people? The band Crazy Crowd? Do yourself a favor. Hey, no, if you don't care about yourself, think about other people. You could be asymptomatic and spreading germs. Just put a freaking mask on and go see the Little Killers and enjoy the show. Here's the Little Killers.
I'm here to hear you sing. Will you count it off, please?
Go, go, go! impossible to do as you ask, because I do not understand what you want.
Far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
Roll another blunt. Yeah.
This is enough.
I've been riding down and round the block. Haven't taken notice of any clock. The sun's gone down and it's almost dark. Looking for a place to park. An officer told me to come on past. Why, the next thing happened, I was out of gas. He said, you can't stop over here. I've been looking for a place to park. My cash was low, I didn't know where to go. I felt lonely down to the gasoline station. My sweetie said, come on, baby, let's go. I said, mama, won't you have a little patience? We kept riding round the block. Didn't notice any clock. Well, the sun was down, really dark. Looking for a place to park. Yeah.
You gonna drink this here, or you're gonna take it home and rub it on your chest.
I do. How I hope she loves me too. How I hope she loves me too.
When your 2 weeks of pay rolls around, don't forget to include Nashville in your vacation plans. This is Loretta Lynn, extending a personal invitation to you and yours to come see us in Music City this summer. While you're here, stop at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. That's on 16th Avenue South. It's open 7 days a week. If you like country music, its stars and the history behind both, the Country Music Hall of Fame is an unforgettable adventure for you.
Johnson Benson, A's Record Company. Mr. Vincent, write and let me know what you can do for me. My address is 5324 South Michigan. 5324 South Michigan. 60615. My telephone number is 285-4498. That's 285-4498. And write and tell me what you can do for me. Any of these numbers you want to record, it's all right with me. Just let me know which one you want to record and let me know what you can do for me. I look forward to hear from you soon.
Why would I go insane, standing out in the rain, yeah, thinking about my baby, it doesn't mean a thing. Everybody knows it well, me and my little mademoiselle, it ain't you speaking on an insane crazy whine. I don't hear, oh, be da 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 an insect-page plan. Everybody knows this notion all about that deep blue ocean. Then you take it on an insect-page plan.
Okay, my friends, this is Joe Franklin, your good friend, and you're listening to Dave the Spaz on Music to Spaz By on listener-supported WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey. Thank you, my friend, Joe Franklin, forever.
Oh. Ah. That was my Joe Franklin figurine. Who are these movers? Mr. Dick's Moving Company. It's Music to Spaz By, and oh man. Hey, coming up at midnight is Disco Bog with Salt Shaker. That's the Memphis jug band recorded in November 1934. Insane, crazy, blues. Loretta Lynn's success. Ah, Loretta Lynn. Ben Tate with Betty Sue. Slim and Slam with Looking for a Place to Park. Afro Man Before I Got High. Because I Got High. I guess that's after I got high. Pelicans, Down in Mexico, Rip-Offs Go Away. Little Killers, She Don't Love Me. Little Killers, playing a benefit show at Union Pool for their pal John Hedekin. Saturday night. Wear a freaking mask. In my limited experience, it seems to work. And if the CDC wants some sort of music for an ad campaign, they might want to go with this.
The
avidly, avidly.
Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down. Sit down, I told you. I can't sit down. Go away, don't bother me. I can't sit down because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder, dressed in red? I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. It looks like the children on Moses' bed. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
Till I test it.
A long time this world has stood. It gets more wicked every day. The maker who created it will never let it stand this way. This world, be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. This world was destroyed before because it was so full of sin. For that very reason now, it's gotta be destroyed again. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. Shall rain down and carry us to eternity. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. And let him lead us by the hand. If we will only trust him in, he'll lead us beyond the burning sand. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate.
But you cut yourself with a bottle.
Yeah, well, that was because I'd
I'd done something really foolish the night before, and I was ashamed. And I felt so bad that I thought, the heck with it, and I grabbed a glass.
Oh, Jim,
but that
what?
Was, well, I've had treatment for that sort of thing in those days.
You know, we do really believe that the end of the world is a science fiction concept. That's not true. That is not true. There is not a scientist anywhere in the world who will not tell you that there is a definite end of the world. And yet, the strange, almost instinctive thing that we all have, that there is an end of the world possible, I suspect something very sneaky about us. I suspect we would all like to see it happen.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. And brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, 'cause nothing's ever gonna be all right no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
I made a big idiot out of myself tonight. Bigger than usual. Did I bungle this one?
I'm going to change my way of living. I've been doing the wrong thing just about all of my life. I can't count the hearts I've broken. I can't count the lies I told. Oh, but lately, I've been thinking I've got to read just what I see. That's why I'm gonna change my way of living. Try and do the thing that's right. I'm gonna fall on my knees, pray to every night.
And now, folks, here we are, smack dab at the end of another day of broadcasting and right on the tiptoes of still another one.
I'm casting my lasso way up toward the sky. Oh,
a star. I'm casting my lasso way up there on high, hoping it reaches that far. I'm going to keep on trying, gonna find my repose in. I know it's somewhere hiding just around the bend. Someday I'll be riding that new range by and by. I'm casting my lasso toward the sky. Before me on a watching while I ride up there in heaven's round up across the great divide. They're up there a ride, I'll join them by and by. I'm casting my lasso toward the sky.
I'd like to kiss you goodbye.
He makes me so- Okay, right now, it's getting towards the end of the show, and we have to go, but we would like to say that you're a wonderful audience, and it's beautiful being here in Sydney. But for right now, we're going to do a little number called What I Say.
Wait a minute, Mike Love is bringing a saxophone to the stage. He's strapping it on, he's coming to the mic, hold on!
Treating me wrong.
Why? Without reading it, I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right, stop.
You can cut that bit out.
Okay.
Now, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do. The Caddy is filled with 90 hilarious minutes of howls, gags, fun, and heartwarming entertainment that the entire family will enjoy.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy. It'll make you shit.
Cut out, make.
Now, we don't have much time. In fact, we have 30 seconds, but I wanted to sneak this call in. Jimmy, can you make it really fast?
Sure I can.
Well, you're not making it fast, Jimmy.
Oh,
it's got to be right now.
There's a problem if there's a disputed bill.
Good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.
You're tuned to 91.1 FM, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, Rockland County.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music. That's our middle name.
Mind.
put down just because they are voicing their opinion. Then someone passes round a paper bag and says to put your